In a world where a lot of comedy is painfully unfunny in epic proportions, there is a solution. The Sheep Laughs Comedy Show. It's not coming soon. It's already here.
Ian Woolley, 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 Woolley. Ian Woolley, 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 Woolley. Ian Woolley, 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 Woolley.
Get ready for the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show! The best in Christian comedy skits and songs, all under the same hoof!
I know you're gonna dig this.
Jolly good show!
Hello, once again, I'm Fred Passmore, your host of the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show, and I'd like to welcome you to the program, whether you're a returning listener, welcome back, or if this is your first time, glad to have you. You know, there's one thing for sure, grown-ups have more interesting stories to tell about parental discipline than today's kids will grow up to tell. Here's Lanny Moody talking about memories of mama's stinging rebukes.
Mamas and daddies don't whip their children like they used to whip their children. That's what's wrong. My mama didn't use a belt. My mama used a switch. That was bad enough, but she would make you go get your own switch to beat your bottom with. You talking about some great psychology, mothers. You talking about the longest walk in the world you'd be walking on. And she'd take that switch, man. And if your mama was really mad at you, I mean, she was really upset, she'd strip those leaves off all at one time. Then she'd start whipping you. But if she really wanted to mentally terrorize you, she'd pluck them off one at a time. And that's when you get the speech. You don't think you have to mind me. When your daddy's not here, you don't think you have to do anything that I say. Well, let me tell you what you're going to do. Whenever I tell you to do something, I don't mean for you to wait until your favorite television show comes off. I don't mean, and you know your mama's mad when she starts speaking in them half syllables. I mean, I want you to go and you go and do it right now. And I don't mean baby. You catch them right down here on them tenderloins, right down here. You'll walk anywhere you want. You go all the way through the house. Mama, 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 mama. And you're happy to get there too, buddy. I mean, just as soon as and you can't outrun that switch. But I remember it, buddy. She'd send me after that peach tree limb. Come to think of it, that old peach tree never did bear any fruit either. I told Mama, I said, Mama, God's going to get you for tearing up the fruit of his labor. She said, I'm going to tear up the fruit of your looms is what I'm going to do.
From the CD, Funny Side of Life. That's my fellow Georgia homeboy, Lanny Moody. Get that CD as well as info on how to book this funny fellow at LannyMoody.com. Oh. And now, here's genius funny man Robert G. Lee with more random thoughts in alphabetical order. Today's thought begins with the letter
E. E is for education. Now, it may surprise some of you to know that I was kind of a smart aleck. And as such, I spent the majority of my early learning years out in the hallway. And I was homeschooled, which is what really, really hurt. My entire life was like a Charlie Brown cartoon. Wah, 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 wah. So I learned nothing. I knew nothing. When I finally got to public school, I just realized that teachers don't appreciate the way my brain works. Our science teacher told us that warm air rises. I said, well, then shouldn't you be vacationing at Mount Everest? I'll be in the hall. All right. My gym teacher told us that we should respect him because he had his master's in physical education. I said, well, then call us when you get your doctorate in dodgeball. I did laps for a year for that one. Yeah, that was it. See, why is it that we have whole wings devoted to things like athletics and math? If you tell jokes, you're in the hall. If you were to find the comedians of tomorrow, go to any school, look down the hall. You, funny boy, come here, let's go. And see, I understand it. I understand that teachers cannot laugh in class because they'll lose control. Okay, fine. But what you don't know is when you're a kid, after class, the teachers go to the teacher's lounge and they tell the other teachers your joke. And they laugh. I was in the hall. Total strangers come by. That was funny, Bobby. I like that a lot. That was a good joke. Who are you? When I grew up, school was free. It was great. But now my kids, I live in L.A. I've got to put them in private school. I mean, I know I'm picky, but when they graduate, I sort of want them to be able to read. It's just me. Figured that might be a hot button with somebody. All right, so. But you see, private schools drive me crazy. Because I spend a fortune to keep them in private school. But every other week, they have a new fundraiser. I have enough wrapping paper to cover the Western Hemisphere. I have enough band candy to feed Central Africa. I have Time magazine until Christ comes back. That's what it says on the label, until Christ comes back.
Join us at some unspecified time in the future for more random thoughts from Robert G. Lee. Get them all at www.robertglee.com.
Oh, you're listening to the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show.
I've been working on a little project called the Sheep Laughs Comedy Store. I'd like to tell you about it.
Well, howdy there, Mr. Fred.
Hey, Jeremiah.
I've come to talk trash with you.
Talk trash, huh?
Yeah, if you'll just hand me your trash can there, buddy. Well, you must be doing some studio work today. You're sitting in front of the mic.
Uh-huh.
You got your headphones on.
Yep.
The broadcast light is on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. Fred, once again,
well,
I barged in on you. I guess I'm like a stubborn old mule. I'll never learn, will I?
Well, you got a job to do, buddy, and I'm usually taping after hours, so don't worry about it. You're practically a part of the program now anyway.
Well, you're a forgiving sort, Mr. Fred. I appreciate it.
Well, speaking of which, I don't guess you're out of good stories you can tell us.
Well, now, Mr. Fred, I'm loaded with stories. You know that. Well, there's an old drunk who stumbles upon a baptismal service on a Sunday afternoon down by the river. He proceeds to stumble down into the water and stands next to the minister. And the minister turns, notices the old drunk, and says, "Mister, are you ready to find Jesus?" The drunk looks back and says, "Yes, sir, I am." And the minister then dunks the fella under the water and pulls him right back up. "Have you found Jesus?" the minister asked. "No, I didn't," said the drunk. And the minister then dunks him under the water for a bit longer, brings him back up and says, "Now, brother, have you found Jesus?" And the drunk again says, "No, I did not." Well, just about thoroughly disgusted by now, the minister holds the man under for at least 30 seconds this time, then brings him up and shouts, "For the love of God, haven't you found Jesus yet?" And the old drunk, who's gasping, he wipes his eyes and pleads, "Are you sure this is where he fell in?" Oh, you know, Mr. Fred, that story reminds me of the old adage, "You'll catch more flies with honey than with vinegar." We can't ram our beliefs down somebody's throat and force them to change. Someone who's lost needs to be shown loving kindness. That's certainly the way Jesus did it. I think we would do good to follow his example, don't you?
You're so right, Jeremiah. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, I'd better skedaddle, Mr. Fred. Talk to you later, son.
See you next week. You know, if you enjoy listening to comedy and would like to do it yourself, you can. For free comedy and drama scripts for you or your drama team to perform, go to www.christianskitscripts.com. Plus, you'll find soundtrack CDs you can purchase to enhance your performance of the skits. It's do-it-yourself Christian comedy at christianskitscripts.com.
Welcome to Coping in America with your host, Dr. Robert Coping.
public speaker and author of the best-selling books Striking Back at Stress and Nuking Life's Nuisances. Coping in America is brought to you by Darnitol Anti-Distressant, the little pink pill with a punch. Lines are open now for your calls, comments, and questions at 1-800-CAN-COPE. That's 1-800-CAN-COPE. And now, here's your host, Dr. Robert Coping.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, coping with stress in the workplace. Work-related stress is the nation's number one cause of physical, emotional, and mental breakdowns. But you don't have to be a statistic. You can fight back against the daily aggravations and nerve-wracking situations that life forces on you. Now, I don't pretend to have all the answers, so I'd like to hear from you. And together, we can learn from each other the secrets of stomping stress to a bloody pulp. Stress in the workplace. Call me up and tell me how you deal with it. Here's our first caller. I'm coping. How are you?
Hi.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, God, but just had this bloody great beauty.
Thanks for that well-articulated thought.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm coping. How are you?
Yes, I operate a very convenient store, and I experience much stress.
A convenient store, sir?
Yes, I am robbed on the average of 5 times in the day.
Sounds like it's convenient, all right. For the robbers.
That is a wise saying, for it is true. Just today, I was performing the semi-annual cleaning of the hot dog grilling rollers, when suddenly, out of the sky, which is blue, a man stuck a moldy hot dog in my ear and demanded the contents of my register of cash.
It does sound stressful. How did you cope with it?
I prayed to Shiva, the goddess of destruction.
Did it work?
Indeed. While as I was bulging at the girly magazines behind the counter, I threw a Ganges green flavor ice sucky into his face. His eyes were consumed from the sockets.
Thanks so much for that call. I'm coping. How are you?
Well, I reckon I'm doing just fine. I cope with the help of the Lord. He said to cast all your cares on the Lord cause he cares for you. You know, I can remember back when I was a little feller and my mom and papa weren't very good to me. And when I got older, I spent some time in that there boy's home and it weren't very fun. But the good Lord, well, he loves me and he helped me to cope.
Well, it's pretty easy to see that you're wading in the shallow end of the gene pool. I think our listeners can recognize that and take your approach with a grain of salt.
Well, I ain't wading in no pool right now, but I do like lots of salt on them French fried taters.
Hey, pal.
Huh?
Cope with this. Not to dispute the last caller, but I advocate facing your stress, taking it by the horns and dealing with it, not leaning on the crumbling crutch of Christianity. Time to take a commercial break. Remember, whatever you do for a living, make sure that you control your stress and that your stress doesn't control you. I'm Robert Coping. I'll be back after this.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day today.
I'm not coping with all these stupid people.
Now, calm down, Dr. Coping. Time to take a couple more of those little pink pills with a punch.
Oh, my bridge work.
I don't need any stinking pills. I need a new tech assistant who knows how to screen calls. I need a new coffee mug. I need more money. I need less idiots to work with.
Maybe we should change your number to 1-800-CAN'T-COPE, huh?
I'm coping. How are you? That's from our Prime Example album, Comedy Cookout. Get that CD by going to primeexample.com. It'll also be available on the Sheep Laughs Comedy Store I mentioned earlier. That will be opening soon on the program site. The Comedy Store will be where you can shop for comedy CDs by various comedians partnering with me and add them to the cart, pay, and get them shipped all from one location. How convenient. Keep listening in for following weeks for the announcement of the grand opening. Oh, brother, there goes the old dependable comedy clock doing its job. Let me know. I'd better put a lid on it. The program, not the clock. Thanks for joining me again, and thanks, as always, to John Lahan for contributing his voice talent to the program. It wouldn't be the same without him. If you missed any previous shows, you know the routine, but hey, you can download them from the site's web home, ChristianComedyPodcasts.com or SheepLaughsComedyShow.com, whichever one comes to memory easiest. And if you missed any of the comedian web addresses we had tonight, you can get them all on the same site. And don't forget, go to the parent site, sheeplaughs.com, for a new joke each weekday, an extensive Christian comedian list with links, and much, much more, all under one hoof. Join us next time on the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show. Until then, keep smiling, because the sheep of the Lord's pastures have a lot to be happy about.
Boy, do I love it!
bridge. Captain, there's some rather strange activity taking place here.